USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new survey from the Fed Reserve finds Americans were uneasy about the economy even before inflation started soaring. The Fed releasing its annual survey of household economics and decision-making for 2021. Only 24% of respondents thought national economic conditions were good or excellent. That represented a drop from 26% in 2020, the height of the COVID pandemic. The figure was at 50% in 2019. This, as President Biden says, an economic recession isn't inevitable.
Our GDP is going to grow faster than China's for the first time in 40 years. Now, does that mean we don't have problems? We do. We have problems that the rest of the world has.
AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline remains unchanged at $4.59 a gallon. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Another popular chain is leaving Russia.
After 15 years operating in Russia, Starbucks will exit the market completely. Companies like McDonald's, ExxonMobil, and British American Tobacco have already given up on the country. The coffee powerhouse announced Monday it will sell off its 130 licensed locations in Russia. Starbucks also said it will pay its nearly 2,000 Russian workers for 6 months and help them transition to new opportunities. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Bank of America is raising its hourly minimum wage for employees to $22 an hour. This brings the banking giant one step closer to its pledge of paying workers in the United States $25 an hour by 2025. BOA's chief human resources officer saying these raises and benefits are meant to attract and retain the best talent. The hourly wage increase comes as inflation in the United States hits a 40-year high. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
There's another hiccup in the trial of Florida high school shooter Nicholas Cruz. A panel of prospective jurors were excused Monday morning.
In an abundance of caution, maybe another juror could have seen it. We're only talking about 10 jurors at this point, maybe, that we would be dismissing as far as the panel moving on towards the next one.
It happened when one of them showed up in a shirt that read, "Teacher Strong," modeled after the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School slogan used in the tragedy's aftermath. New York City is honoring firefighters who helped New Yorkers in the Brooklyn subway shooting last month. Mayor Eric Adams presenting citations to 17 FDNY members during a ceremony at City Hall.
It's our way of acknowledging the heroic action that not only took place when the gunman unleashed a large number of bullets in our subway system, but what takes place every day.
Restaurant owner Mark Boucher is founder of a project called Feed the Fridge, which aims to help those experiencing hunger in the Washington, D.C. area by providing access to fridges for free food. Boucher tells Fox News that their latest goal is to make sure their fridges help all ages.
Babies are hungry, just like parents are hungry, and, you know, we're going to work at Feed the Fridge to try to see if we can get funding to make sure we've got baby formula in these fridges moving forward like we've got grown-up food. It's just part of what society needs.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.